The Business Hour on OFM.
Welcome back to the OFM Business Hour on the sound of your life. Ulebogeng here. Today I'm speaking to Bongiwe Mbunge, who is Mazars National Head of Sustainability, about a hot new topic in the finance world. Business sustainability. What is sustainability and how does it affect a business?
I think that's a very important question because I know there's a misconception or a limiting factor of thinking sustainability is only climate change or environmental. Sustainability is a business strategy. And the thing that makes it different is because it looks at the business holistically from the inside out and from the outside in. So it bothers itself with how the business is run more than the what that the business does. So it touches on the element of social equity, it touches on the element of environmental, and it touches on how those things will also impact on the business model and integrates it.
Well, what is the benefit, if any, to my business, for example?
Some of the really good and case study proven benefits of having a sustainability strategy integrated into your main is that because it is based on the principles of transparency, it builds trust. When people know transparently the information that they are supposed to know, they wonder less and therefore they have an ability of actually being on the same page as the strategy. The second one is it speaks to competitive advantage. Now, people at a leadership level or at a strategic level in business are tasked and mandated to actually anticipate into the future. What can happen? How can I reposition my business? How can I make sure that we have the resilience? So that's also the benefit of having this strategy in-house. But what we've seen in the last 2 years emanate much more as well is that talent attraction and talent retention. Certainly that people are looking for much more than their vocation, but they're wanting to get in touch into the purpose of that business and whether what they do has a greater meaning. And the one that I'll end off with, there are more, but I'll just mention these top four, is that it has the ability of eliminating wastage. Because when you measure your consumption and how you run your business, then you can put a strategy to reduce your consumption. And that has a direct impact into your profits.
Bongiwe, would you say this strategy is for big listed businesses only?
That is the greatest misconception ever. I think there are two things. There is the legislation that says, if you're this size of business, you must actually venture and actually report on this matter. And the second notion actually says, if we are saying sustainability is a business strategy that looks broader than what we have been taught in business school, then it is applicable to all types of businesses. But it's about understanding how does this add value to my enterprise? And that's where the hard work has got to be.
What do business owners need to plan for and prepare with regards to sustainability, especially now that we've shattered that misconception, like you've said?
Absolutely. So the thing that is needed the most to sustain this from a business leadership or executive or even entrepreneurs is the right mindset. It is about knowing where your business is positioned in the greater ecosystem and interpreting how rapidly the legislation is going and what is the likelihood of it impacting your business. But what we always emphasize on, no business should be left behind. And therefore, if there is a governance strategy in place, as well as the resources that have been made available, it always takes the business further.
Does sustainability go beyond the business aspect?
Yes, it does. I will answer that question by use of an example. So in 2018, in the Western Cape, there was a severe drought. And businesses, in anticipation of day zero, had to adapt their business model and make sure that their business continuity was in place. This led to measuring their consumption on water and electricity, and then putting strategies of reducing and educating their employees on consumption and stewardship. And naturally, there is no human being, or very rarely you will find people being educated, empowered on how to conserve in a business environment, and then they go home and do the opposite. So what we found was that there was a direct connection because of that empowerment and influence at the workplace, translating directly into the domestic environment.
And that was the National Head of Sustainability at Mazars, Bongiwe Mbunge, who shared more insight on the topic of business sustainability. You can listen to the interview again under catch up at ofm.co.za.
The Business Hour on OFM.